in the name of Jesus. We are back at the temple again. The Supreme Court is in session, stone's throw away from the Holy of Holies. A stone's throw is a Peter's throw. Jesus is again on trial. Those who had hoped to get rid of him are at it again. He wouldn't stay away. Jesus goes on, verbing it with his name. With his name, who he is, what he is for, his work. He will save his people from their sins. He has done it. He's done a Jesus. The time crucified under Pontius Pilate, the place marked by the placard on the cross, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. But that is not the end of his Jesusing. Easter, peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. That's Jesus. The achievements of his doing his name are to be given out. Holy absolution, holy ministry, newborn babes, holy baptism. Easter 3, the goodness of the Lord, misericordias Domini. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. But with him, in his name, watch out. He opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. They did that. Pentecost, repentance and forgiveness of sins, be baptized in the name of Jesus. Water, name, Holy Spirit. Acts 3, the lame man begging alms at the temple. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Arrested, imprisoned, arraigned. By what power or by what name did you do this? By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. By that name, this man is standing before you well. Jesus had done his name on this man by the mouth of his servant Peter. Full service Savior, more and more, walking and leaping and praising God. The man is standing there. No one denies the miracle. That does not produce faith. Those sitting there in judgment have no joy in this man's being made well. They were big on God, big on the Bible, but had not much joy of it. Their minds were closed to the Christ who would suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. They must be rather desperate people. They had recently sat in judgment on Jesus. They had no joy in such a Christ. He was a threat to their reading of Scripture law-wise, and so no joy in the Scripture. No joy in a lame man made well. Sad. Is that your charge against us? Peter asked. Peter then gave them a piece of Psalm 118. Hallel Psalm, that they had all quite recently sung as they kept the Passover. The judges had been careful to keep themselves clean. They themselves did not enter the praetorium so that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Jesus had his Passover with his 12, such a Passover as never was before. They sang the Hallel out to Gethsemane, the cup of God's wrath upon sin he would drink. He defiled with all our sins. The disciples slept. Peter denied his Lord. Same Peter, new Peter. New in the confidence of his Lord's words and spirit. Do not be anxious how or what you are to answer or what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. From the Hallel, with Psalm 118:22, Peter devastates them. The stone which was rejected by you builders, but which has become the head of the corner. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. The Jews then said, it has taken 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. Peter remembered the scripture and the words which Jesus had spoken. Jesus' words are spirit and life. Filled with these, he was indeed filled with the Spirit, and given to say what he said. Peter talks temple to them. You builders. To talk temple is to talk Jesus. What the whole place was there for. Without him, it falls to pieces. They had rejected him, not the sort of Christ they wanted. He did not fit their temple plans and projections, their running things, which could never do what only the Lord God could do, save. It takes a Jesus to do that. His name's verb, and he'd done it. Peter proclaims, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven among men by which we must be saved. The most joyful news imaginable. At the point of the name of Jesus, everything is at stake. Salvation, all the goodness of the Lord. Or the opposite. Depart the name of Jesus, and salvation is nowhere else. Now, we would never do that. But we might just be tempted to some supplementary grounds of confidence for our lives, for the ministry he may give us to do. Do some building not quite independent of, but yet in addition to the name of Jesus. Any of that will end in rubble, in shame. For it stands in Scripture, behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious, and he who believes in him will not be put to shame. Stones live only as built in with the living stone. As with a vine. John was there too, but Peter was in full flow. He was remembering the words of Jesus, playing with his name. And now he unloads the stone, the one and only, the name of Jesus. Cornerstone, capstone of the temple. Where temple, there priests, and so sacrifices. And not the old ones, no more need of them, but now lives sacrificed to the service of his name, and so holy-spirited, spiritual sacrifices. The name of Jesus, who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yesterday we heard John doing it for the joy of it. From John's Jubilati Gospel, no one will take your joy from you. In Sunday's traditional Gospel, these things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Jesus said, I have given them the words which thou gavest me. To be full of the words of Jesus is to be full of the Holy Spirit, full of boldness to confess and proclaim his wonderful deeds. What more joyful place can there be then than a seminary? In the name of Jesus, he goes on doing it. He's the one. Echav. Amen.